Hi, my name is Deck Doyle, and I've been a driving instructor for the best part of 15 years. I'm a full-time instructor, and my driving school is Top Gear Driving School. That is Top Gear Driving School. It's a great name, isn't it? www.topgeardrivingschool.ie. I'm a fully accredited ADI, and you can find me on the RSA website. I've set up this podcast to help take the fear and stress out of learning to drive, and to help people who want to learn to drive to become a safe and responsible driver, to build their confidence. I found the best way to achieve this is to understand the car and to understand the system of driving. I think it's unfair to expect somebody to sit in the car and just get it. What's easy about controlling a ton of metal? So today we're going to deal with lesson four. We've covered one, two and three, and today is lesson four. And what's lesson four about? Progression management. That sounds wonderful. What does it mean? Progression management is how do we keep the car moving and up with the traffic. Basic principle is always stay up with the car ahead of you, not ahead of the car behind you. And if you do that, you will keep the traffic flowing. And that's basically what driving is about. If everybody's doing 20 kilometres an hour, they'll put up with it. They won't be happy, but they'll put up with it. It's a traffic jam, and that's basically, everybody understands that. But if there's a queue of cars behind you and there's an open road ahead of you, people are going to get frustrated, they're going to get annoyed, they're going to do something stupid. So we stay up with the car ahead of us, not ahead of the car behind us. And we use what they call the 2 second rule. Now, people often ask me, what does that mean? How do I do that? How does that work? And it's actually quite simple. Again, as we've always said, we're looking up into the road, getting the information early so we can make informed decisions. But if you pick a point up further into the road, and when the car in front of you passes it, you count one, two. You should then be passing that point. And if you're not, you're too far behind him. If you're passing it sooner, you're too close to him. So again, just constantly check, where is he at? Pick a point, and you will then stay that 2 seconds behind him. But what's the benefit for that to you? And it means actually all you're really doing now is you're controlling your speed with your accelerator. You're maintaining exactly the same speed as he is. Because if you're closing that gap, you're getting faster. If you're falling further back, you're going slower. But in essence, he's doing the driving for you. He's pulling you along as the train pulls the carriage. And it releases you then to look further up into the road and to see things that are happening further up. Which again, makes it easier for you to prepare and to plan. Because if you can see brake lights or a set of traffic lights coming up beyond him, now you know we're going to have to stop, right? If he does something, if he touches his brakes or he puts on his indicator, your peripheral vision will see this. So again, it's just making it easier for you. He's pulling you along and you're just maintaining the same speed. Now, if he wants to break the speed limit and looks like somebody who can afford to pay the 80 euros, let him off. I don't want to get caught up into that battle. But if he's staying within the speed limit, 45 to 48, then all you're doing is maintaining that speed with your accelerator to keep within that speed limit and also let him do the driving. He's pulling you along. So that's how we deal with the progression of staying up with the car ahead of you, not ahead of the car behind you. It also allows you, as I say, to look further up into the road to get the information. Now, the only time that would change is if it's raining, if the roads are wet. That 2 seconds now becomes 4 seconds. Why? Because my stopping distance is going to be longer. If I brake in wet weather and wet roads, I'm not going to have the same traction with my wheels and my tyres, so it's going to take me that little bit longer. But the principle is exactly the same. You look up into the road, you pick a point. When he passes, one, two, three, four, I should now be there. Now, while we're talking about wet weather, and we live in Ireland, so we're going to have to deal with it. And it does present a number of problems and a number of challenges. And the first one is our stopping distance, as we say. There's another challenge that wet weather presents, and that's visibility, right? Because with the rain, I'm going to need to know how to put on my wipers, okay? And depending on how heavy the rain is, how frequent the wipers are going to be used and what setting we're going to put them at. But also, your mirrors, your side mirrors, are going to have raindrops on them, and your visibility is restricted and limited as a result of that. So we need to constantly check our mirrors more frequently, right? Because, again, the visibility isn't as clear as it would be if on a dry day. And we constantly need to check, you know, what's happening around us. Because it's not just my speed, it's the car behind me, their speed, the car in front of me, his speed. And if I'm staying that 4 seconds, then I'm safe and he's safe. But it also releases me to look further up into the road and get the information that I'm looking for. So he's pulling me along like the train pulls the carriage, as we say. And that's how we maintain our progression management, how we manage it, how we manage the speed. Now, we've talked before about slowing the car down. So if I'm looking up and he's 2 seconds ahead of me and I can see the lights turning red, the first thing I'm going to do is take my foot off the accelerator, allow the car to slow down naturally, right? He's slowing down also. That distance is still the same. Then he goes from fourth to third. I go from fourth to third. And you will see that sort of little movement in his car when he's reducing his speed, right? If he jumps on the brakes, again, you know, you need to be aware of it because not everybody's going to slow their car down using their gears and their accelerator. Some people drive on the brake. But if you're doing it properly, then you would be able to anticipate that and see it in time so you can slow your car down. You have that buffer of the 2 seconds or the 4 seconds, which gives you that time to be able to deal with something like that. And that's why the 2 seconds are so important. We also need to be very much aware of the speed limits that prevail on the road. And we're looking at that. Nobody fails the test because they go too fast. They're all going to show them how safe I am, how responsible I am. I'd stay in third gear, keep it at 30. No, we must stay up with the traffic, stay up with the car ahead of you. And you must be aware. Now, the information is front loaded. If you're coming into a new road, if you've turned into a new road, right, the information is front loaded. So you will see what the speed limit is on that road. And if it hasn't changed, it's the same as it was on the previous road. Now, in around towns and cities, pretty much 50 kilometres at this point. Housing estates, 30. Dual carriageways, 60 to 80. Right? But you need to be aware, what is the speed limit that I'm driving in? And we stay at it. So in a 50 zone, we're travelling 45 to 48 in fourth gear. So you've moved off first to second, 20 into second gear, 30 into third gear, 40 into fourth gear. And we maintain that. So if you're moving off, hold the gear stick, accelerate, change. Hold, accelerate, change. Hold, accelerate, change. And people say to me all the time, but I need my hands in the steering wheel. What does the steering wheel do? It changes direction, right? But if I'm on the straight, I don't need it. I need one hand on the gear stick to change whether I'm turning or not. But we never turn and change gears. We always only do one thing at a time. So on the straight, I hold, accelerate, change, hold, accelerate, change, hold, accelerate, change. Now I'm into fourth gear much quicker. And the benefit of that is I'm using less energy, right? But I've stayed up with the car and I've kept the traffic moving. If I'm moving off at 20 kilometres an hour, the guy behind me is wondering, am I going to make these lights? And he'll do something stupid. Whereas if I accelerate, hold, change, accelerate, hold and change, accelerate, hold and change. Now, as I say, I'm in fourth gear much quicker. And that's what we need to do. Keep the traffic flowing, keep it moving, and keep up with the speed limit. If he goes over, as I say, let him off. He looks like somebody who can pay the 80 euros. But we manage to just stay between 45 and 48. And that takes all the pressure off you. Because now, again, all you're doing is you're controlling your accelerator with your foot and keeping it at that speed. And it releases you to look up into the road, to check your mirrors, to see what's happening up ahead. If, as I say, he brakes or indicates, your peripheral vision will pick up on it. You can then take the appropriate action, but you have the information what's happening up into the road much earlier. So the speed limits are they must adhere to them. You must keep an eye on what they are. And as I say, it's front loaded into a new road that will give you the information you need. What's the speed limit? If it hasn't changed, it's the same one as it was before. They vary 30, 50, 60, 80, 100, 120. They're the 6 speed limits in this country. So it's important that you understand that. Look up, see what the speed limit is. And then, as I say, in a 30 zone, is 25, 28, 50 zone, 45, 48, 60, 55, 58. When we talk about controlling the car, it's basically about controlling your speed. And when we talk about controlling your speed, it's about controlling your deceleration. So we have 4 tools to control speed. Your accelerator, your brake, your clutch, and your gears. Now, there's only one that will increase the speed. That's your accelerator. If I go from third to fourth, or second to third, it's not going to get faster until I introduce the accelerator. But the challenge for most people is, how do I slow the car down? How do I decrease the speed? How do I decelerate? And that's something that we need to work on in this lesson, that we are learning how to slow the car down, how to use the tools that we have, and a combination of. So, as I say, if we're coming up to a set of traffic lights, the first thing I do is take off my foot off the accelerator if they've turned red. I'm going to slow the car down. Now, it will gradually come back from 48 to 45, 43, 42. Then I go into third gear and release the clutch slowly. Again, it's going to slow down. Back into the 32, 33, back to second gear, clutch slowly, car slows down. The lights have changed and I move off. I haven't gone near the brake. So I'm using the different combinations that I need. And that will come with experience. But if you're a safe distance, the 2 seconds from the car behind you, it'll make it much easier for you to do that. And that's what lesson 4 is about. And I would expect you then to try and work with this, you know what I mean? And a simple way to do it and to make sure that it's better is if you mark yourself on a 1 to 6. Now, it doesn't matter what it is. So 1 is a 1. It's not great, obviously, right? But we want to eradicate that bounce, that jump in the car when I change gears, when I come to a stop. And if you mark yourself on a 1 to 6 every time you change gears, that was a 1. Doesn't matter. I want to make that 1 a 2. That's a 2. I want to make it a 3. When I'm coming into stop and I brake, is it a sudden bounce? I need to make that 2 a 3. Okay, and eradicate those bounces, making your driving much smoother. So in the end of the process, I don't even know you've changed gears. It's been so smooth. I don't know we've come to a stop. I don't know you've moved off because it's so smooth. And that's what we're looking for. There's one thing for sure. It's nigh on impossible to feel confident or in control if you're bouncing around the place. Right, it won't happen. So what you need to do is you need to work on that process. 1 to 6, simple. And it's not for anybody else, it's for you. If you're going out with your parents or somebody else who's helping you, you know, who has the license for 2 years and those regulations that you need to adhere to, if you're doing that, ask them to mark you on a 1 to 6 also. We can be the most generous to ourselves and we can be the hardest on ourselves. But if there's somebody else doing it and you're both in agreement that that was a 2, can be improved. That was a 3. That's getting better. That's a 3.5, getting better again, right? And if you're in agreement on how smooth that is, then you know you're making progress. And when somebody else says it to you, it feels good because you know you're not being over generous to yourself. So that's how you deal with lesson 4. And I hope this is helpful. I'm Deck Doyle from Top Gear Driving School. As I've always said, if you have any questions, just email them into us at info@topgeardrivingschool.ie. And do check out our other podcasts. Thanks for listening.